T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Wow.
Dusty Hera, Danny Meringue with you. Jeff Rust is here. How's everybody doing today, boys?
You know, I'm living.
We all good?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Suspiciously quiet, Jeff Rust.
You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Don't try to pawn yourself off as Matthew McConaughey. We will not be catfished on this broadcast.
Red hot beef, baby.
There he is. Red hot beef. Jeff Rust. We're all here. Happy Wednesday.
Does it feel like Wednesday?
Yeah, sure does. Sure does. You'll go through this, hopefully one day that you have a little children, running around your home.
Mm.
And you will know that every day of the week, it is a countdown.
Until the weekend.
It is a countdown. And Wednesday, it's Wednesday. We know it's Wednesday. My son goes from being a colossal a-hole to being a saint, to being an a-hole, to being a saint, to being an a-hole. That was this morning, getting ready for school. This song should be playing in my home when I'm getting my kids off and ready for school.
Is that what this is?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is. It's the final countdown, and there's a war going on. Like, we're preparing for battle every morning. And it's like we started off on the right foot, and then it's whether he roundhouse kicks me in the face or whether it's my daughter like it's clawing me at waking up. We're not a morning family.
Okay,
throw that one out there.
Gotcha.
That one's very clear.
Is how common is are you a morning family, Rust?
No, only one of us is. Our 6-year old, she's the early bird. The rest of us all definitely night owls.
Okay,
yeah. You know what? Also gets is this is terrifying, but it's also the sign that it'll be an easy morning. Is if the little man wakes up before anybody else, he scares the living ass out of us every morning. But he tries to sneak in and do the boo, and you're like, God.
Oh, so yeah, she doesn't do the boo. She just stands there and stares at you,
like
until you wake up.
But you know what? It means he's up. He's ready with it. That battle, check. Done. So, yeah, you count down the days. You always know what day it is. Oh,
you're really making me...
kids are great. You should have a whole herd of them. They're awesome.
Yeah, you're making me have that discussion with my wife.
They are the gift that keeps on giving.
Is it a gift?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
I believe I am legally required to say yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. They are... They're fun, except for getting them ready and off to school.
Mornings are hard.
Oh, man.
What's weird was I wasn't really, like, problematic in that way as a kid. My parents always say, no, you were, like, easy to get up and easy to get going.
Yeah.
It was when you came home and we wanted to kill you.
Yeah, no. I bet that they'll say that, and then as you have kids, like, apparently I was the easy one in my home. And then they tell you, you used to do that when you were a kid. It's like, I thought I was easy. Nope. Wrong.
Wrong.
But that's the world we live in. So happy Wednesday, everybody. Let's get this bad boy going. I can't believe it, but we have soccer on the televisions yet again. That's got to kind of stop. When's bowl season start? Next week? No,
week 2 weeks.
Next.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's way too long.
And there you go. Just like that, Argentina is on the board. Ask and you shall receive.
See, scoring. We get some scoring.
Look at that.
0-0 needs to be done. All right, 503-250-1080. Fan text line, I need help on something. I went to Target today.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, up early, man. We're up early. Went to Target today, and I have this legitimate question. I was walking through the store, and there, do people, is it a thing to have like a, I don't know, like a pillow insert to make your, like a butt look better in pants? Because that's not the case that happened right now, but I am 99% sure that was what was going on, because there is a woman walking in front of me in the store, and it did not look normal or natural.
Well, there has been an actual...
Like enhancements?
Well, yes, there has been an actual rise in the BBL.
Excuse me?
The BBL.
Well, I don't know what that...
Brazilian butt lift.
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, aren't those workout videos with that one dude, the Brazilian... Oh.
There's
Brazilian beach butt.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, but yeah. No, like this is... There has been... Like everything we were talking about, the Instagram models. Like
yeah.
There's a real thing.
That felt like what... that's what I was thinking about, is what you were saying with the Instagrammers yesterday of nothing being real.
Yeah, fake lips, fake hips, fake and boobs, fake butts.
Because the movement did not correspond with what the legs were doing.
Yeah, no. And if that's the case, you're 100% seeing a BBL.
Okay, so that is... Yes. So is that like an insert that they put into the pants?
No.
Or is that a surgery that is... A surgery that is done. I did not know that this was a thing. I did not know that a surgery was being done. Now, I'd heard of like butt implants or whatever, or calf implants. You know, there's dudes that get like calf implants, which that's a hell of a move right there.
The calf implants, the legs,
calf insecurity should not be a thing.
The leg stretching, that one's insane. Have you seen that one?
Oh,
five dudes that'll get their legs stretched.
Yeah, where
they'll add like two inches.
Where they like break their leg and then they put like a little crank system in to make them taller.
Yep.
I kind of understand that. Like if you're 5'5", like, you know.
It takes like a year to go through.
I've heard Skilo's song. I wish it was a little bit taller. I wish it was a baller. I feel like your legs are going to be more prone to break.
Yeah, not something I'm going to opt for, even with my short little stubby legs.
No, I think you should stay away from that. You got enough surgeries planned.
Yeah, no.
Moving forward.
Just so you know, you can get the old BBL here within the region for just $2,500. I Googled it.
Like, see, I feel like that's one you shouldn't get at cut rate pricing. Like, you don't want to get a discount.
Like,
I don't think
same
surgery,
with LASIK. LASIK's another one where you're like, don't think I necessarily want cut rate pricing on my eyeballs.
Yeah, well, I mean, do your homework on the doctor. I mean, sometimes the doctors are just in the giving spirit, and maybe you will. But I am desperately in need of some LASIK.
I'm
blind as a bat.
If you're listening, you want a spokesperson for your LASIK.
Two for one. We get you a whole show.
Listen, Dusty and I will gladly do it. If I can get away from these contacts, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, surgery just seems like anytime somebody is operating on me, to your point, I feel like you don't want to get the cut rate. I feel like you're going to Dr. Nick. Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's where you're going. And
yeah, going to Mexico for the cosmetic surgery, not always the greatest idea.
Now, there was, I remember going, I went to go see the Chargers-Jets playing a playoff game, and I was on like the little bus in between terminals at the San Diego airport, and there was a gal who, she went down to Mexico for dental work, and she was like, it's way cheaper.
No, yeah, no. I actually know people who have gone to Mexico for surgeries, not cosmetic surgeries, but actual surgeries.
Yeah. And oh, really?
You can get like very nice hospitals in like resort towns that are thousands, tens of thousands now, cheaper than in the U.S.
I've heard of people doing that for like in vitro. They'll go to like mm-hmm. in vitro, they have packages where you go to a resort
for like a month.
And you're there. Yeah,
yep. Because in vitro is like anywhere from like $180,000 to $100,000.
But this gal was saying that she flew from Denver to San Diego, mm-hmm. and that was cheaper. And then I don't know,
hops, giving a jump to wherever,
went to Tijuana or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cheaper than going to a dentist in Denver.
Yeah.
Now, this was like a decade ago.
But even,
the Chargers and the Jets were playing in the playoffs. So, a while ago.
But like, if you're getting like actual dental work done, yeah. Because dental work can be like,
yeah.
You know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Think about that. Yeah. Think about that. Flying from Denver to San Diego, going to Mexico, hotel, getting the dental work, coming back and flying.
It's funny
back
that you
home.
Mentioned that. My dentist, I went in what two weeks ago, and I had a different hygienist. And number one, it was a dude, which kind of caught me off guard. It's the first male hygienist I've ever had.
Mm.
But a young Mexican kid who had kind of new to it, but his uncle had a dental practice in Mexico, just outside of Tijuana.
Mm.
And he asked what I did, and I said, you know, I work on the radio. He's like, hey, do you know how I could get my uncle's dental work like,
in Mexico
on air in San Diego?
Huh?
And
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I bet you if you call a radio station in there, they will take your money.
100%.
But it's just like,
there's got to be some sort of laws against that.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny as you mentioned that, because I hadn't really thought about the dental side of it. And even then, I literally just had an interaction with somebody about it 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
That's so wild.
Huh. All right. Well, interesting.
I mean, look at that.
Connecting dots.
Do you get weirded out of the dentist? Like, do dentists, like, bother you? Like, do you?
No.
Do you like, because I know so many
Do I get weirded out by the dentist? No.
Freaked out?
Uh-uh.
Like, I am, no. I, other than the noise of, like, a high-pitched one, like the polisher.
Drill?
No, not the drill.
Oh,
like the polisher, yeah. Or, like, the, I don't know if your dentist has it, the high pressure wash kind of thing.
Like the pick.
Yeah, it's like a super high pressure water pick, like, but it makes that kind of a whine.
Yeah.
If it's not for that sound, I would fall asleep.
Huh.
Like, that's how easy it is for me to get in and out of the dentist. And I know some people are just white knuckle terrified at the dentist.
Yeah, some people, like, they have traumatic experiences. Like, that's why it's so weird that the things like that, if you have a dentist experience as a kid that's bad, like, rest of your life, nope, done, don't want to do it at all.
I woke up to my dentist in the Air Force with his foot in my chest and a hammer and chisel in my mouth busting out my wisdom teeth.
That's weird. Why?
Because the anesthesia wore off and they had to put me back under.
Foot in your chest.
Like, he was standing on my, like, for anybody who doesn't understand, like, what they do for impacted wisdom teeth, it is not this precise, like, oh, gentle operation. It's literally a hammer and chisel.
Mm.
And he was, like, getting footing.
Have you ever seen the movie The Dentist?
No, I haven't.
Mm. I feel like you would like it.
Yeah.
Of Rust, I feel like you would not. I feel like you would not like the movie The Dentist. It is graphic.
Gory?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the Corbin Burnson?
Yeah, I think so. And it has a hot in it as well. I do not remember. Yeah, but some people have those traumatic experiences. And you know what? That's why I go down the... So did you like it? Did you like it with Corbin Burnson?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you did? You just randomly know the
my brain is a trap for stuff like that
of Corbin Burnson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I don't need horror movies about dentists. My dad and my brother are both dentists, so
you get to live it.
Right.
How do you feel about the dentist? Let's hey, since we're on this therapy couch, let's open it up, Ross.
I got no issue. You know, what are you going to do? Yeah, that was one of those things I never quite.
What are you going to do with the dentist?
Yeah, yeah. It's just something that needs to be done, right?
Yeah, but if you have bad experience, you're not going to want to go back. And that's why, like, when I coach, like, little, like, my kids' sports, like, I don't give a rip if we're winning or losing, because most of the time they don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're dealing with kindergartners, first and second graders. The goal is to let them make them have fun so they want to come back and keep on playing.
Oh, you mean it's not to drive them like slave drivers?
It's what happens, though, is kids have a bad experience with a sport one time with one coach, and like, nope. Done. Out. So,
I saved all my traumatic experiences for adulthood.
Huh?
I saved all my traumatic experiences for adulthood.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's
so I guess I kind of lucked out so that my traumas were easier to describe to a therapist somewhere down the road?
I don't think so. I mean, you joined the military, Danny. I think that kind of explains why your traumas were pretty much in adulthood.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
It's fair. Yeah, I mean that all of this tracks.
Yeah.
I see no fault in this reasoning.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow. We went from Brazilian butt lifts to dental care in Tijuana to IVF, which we're getting a quote on here. IVF is about 25K in Portland. My wife is now 6 months pregnant. Hey, congratulations. Huh?
I know somebody is doing theirs in L.A., and they literally right now, and they told me it was going to cost them almost $100,000.
That's all said and done. Very expensive.
Yeah.
But you know what? Science is amazing, man. Science is amazing. And the fact that it is possible to have kids
make
when
that happen.
Back in the day it was an impossible feat.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. And it doesn't work every time, but for those families where it does, that is such a cool feeling and that is such a cool experience for them. So hey, congrats. And although I said it's the final countdown every time I get my kids off to school, it is awesome to have kids. They are great.
It is. They are great.
They are great. Except for between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7:30 when I drop them off at school. Other than that, usually pretty cool. It is the joy of parenting, though. Wouldn't trade it for the world. All right. Hey, can we get the show on the road? Can we get the sports going?
I guess.
You're the host.
That's a great point, Russ. It's a great point. That's a great point.
I kind of just follow you over here, you know?
I didn't get you to remember when I said stop playing drops and I want to hear your voice. Yeah. I'm regretting that right now, Jeff. All right, no, let's get this thing going.
Great point, hey. Dumbass.
Wait, did I just do that to myself? The Blazers have lost 6 of 7. How much of this is at the feet of one Chauncey Billups? Danny Meringue, Dusty Hera. 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
All right, 12:21 on The Fan. Hey, sad times as Christine McVie has passed away, according to Fleetwood Mac's official Twitter account.
That's no good.
No. She was 79 years old. Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Yeah, having the resurgence.
Was she really that old?
Yeah, 79 years old.
Would not have thought that in a million years.
I'm sure she would have loved you guys to react that way if she was alive.
Like yesterday.
To say, oh my God. Yeah, 79 years young. And how about Fleetwood Mac with the kind of resurgence where, everywhere is in that car commercial. Literally everywhere you turn on a game, you have Fleetwood Mac. Then you had the dude with the ocean spray bottle who became TikTok famous. And
which one was that? Was that one Dreams?
Dreams, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with Dreams, and he was skateboarding along, and that dude ended up making a ton of money off of that thing, too.
Yeah, he did. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
All vibes, just getting a bunch of money.
Yeah, and if the dude was in a point in his life where he was skateboarding down on-ramps to freeways, he deserves to have a little bit extra coin in his pocket.
Drinking some ocean spray.
Yeah, just casually. Super casual. Just entering the roadway on your skateboard. But that is, it's a sad times. And they were on tour like just a couple years ago, I think. I mean, it seems like they were always making the rounds. And so Christine McVie, Fleetwood Mac,
gunned down in her prime,
79 years young. Yeah,
79's a good number.
That's a good run.
Listen, man, I'm making a 79. That's beating the over pretty substantially.
Yeah. I'm really starting to feel like that conspiracy of like there's a pill that makes you live like forever. We have way too many celebrities to be dying to for that to be real. Can we agree with that?
I think we can agree with that.
We agree? Agreed. Danny's not there yet.
I'm hesitating a little bit.
He's not there yet.
Walt Disney's alive somewhere.
Living with Tupac. And
Elvis.
And Elvis.
Oh, mama.
There's a whole lot of cocaine I did on the toilet. All right.
With a bear.
With a bear. Cocaine Bear. That's a movie coming out.
Yeah, it
is. Based on a true story. Did you hear how much cocaine that bear ate?
No, I didn't catch that part of it.
70 pounds.
Wow.
Wow! In the true story. Yeah.
The heart on that bear.
No, it died.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know what else? It's still awake.
Yeah. That bear died. That bear's died. But I don't know where this spinoff movie is coming. So based on real events, which is, I guess some drug runners were going to drop their cocaine and somebody goes and picks it up.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
But then Black Bear comes and says, I'm hungry, and gets all coked out and then heart explodes and dies. So,
oh my God, Ray Liotta's in this.
Yeah, I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah, I'm assuming that this is Ray Liotta. Is this another his RIP? I'm assuming that this is it. I mean, I don't know how many other pictures Ray Liotta had in the works, but I feel like this is a little off for the way that Ray Liotta probably wanted his career to end.
You've got O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Oh, Ice Cube's kid.
And then what was the big red bearded guy in Game of Thrones from above the wall?
I don't know.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't know his name.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he's in it too. And Kerry Russell.
Oh, she's so hot.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
The Americans.
Yes,
that was a good. That was a good show.
Yep. Apparently, it's being directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Cocaine Bear?
Yeah, which makes sense because one of the producers hit me up yesterday. He says he's a big fan of the show in Portland, but he helped produce Pitch Perfect 1, 2, and 3, which Elizabeth Banks was director and produced.
I am so confused on what this movie is going to be about.
Sounds like a cocaine bear that's having some fun, killing people.
Wreaks havoc.
But, like, do they sing?
Are we just going to get Anna Kendrick's going to come out and do a duet with O'Shea Jackson and then mauled and ripped in half?
I imagine, like, Ray Liotta and O'Shea Jackson are, like, taking out the bear because... You know, Goodfellas and Straight Outta Compton. I'm feeling like maybe they take out the bear. I don't know what Kerry Russell's doing, but I'm assuming.
Getting murdered?
Is it murder if a coked up bear is eating you? I feel that's just nature.
It's only murder if there's motive.
Man's bear slaughter.
Otherwise, it's just homicide.
Okay. All right. I don't know how to transition off of this. I mean, we started this with the death. Now we're talking about Cocaine Bear, where this text says Fleetwood Mac did 70 pounds of cocaine a day. Bear's a wuss. Text line's on it, 503-250-1080. All right, you guys are all over this stuff. It's a Wednesday, and the show's already sideways, okay? Let's get to the Blazers. How much it feels like after last night, Chauncey Billups is starting to get blamed a lot for the Portland Trail Blazers'
it's
shortcomings.
Happening.
Why?
Because everyone's natural, I think fans in general, not in Portland, just fans in general, their first reaction is, how dare the coach not play defense?
Well, coach literally can't play defense. He's on the bench.
And yet, if there's nothing, if there's anything I'm going to be consistent with is my belief on coaching. Coaches do two things. They prepare you, and they decide who's going to play and when. The Portland Trailblazers got torched by Norman Powell last night.
Ooh, can I add one thing? For
yeah.
Managing egos. Coaches
that's
do
part
that.
That's part of the preparation
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like keeping that stuff in check, yeah. which Chauncey has done a fantastic job of.
And he's going to be fantastic at that.
Yes. He gets it.
His biggest strength as a coach.
He played on a team with Rasheed Wallace. He gets it.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Sheed, but Sheed, in his playing days, had to have been an absolute handful to deal with.
Yes. But let's not act like Ben Wallace wasn't probably a handful,
also,
too.
Also, yes. Like, there are a million different things that, again, that Chauncey has dealt with throughout his career.
God, that team was so good. Think of that. Chauncey, Rip, Tayshaun, Ben, Rasheed. And Rasheed.
Yeah. And they could have had Melo, but they drafted Darko. Oops. But everybody wants to jump to, because nobody wants to ever blame the players. Mm-hmm. Because it's no fun to blame the players.
No.
Those are your heroes. Those are the guys you cheer for. It's easy to paint the CEO as the villain.
Yeah.
Players play, man.
Yep.
It's Jimmy's and Joe's. And I will always, particularly in the NBA, a coach has to royally screw something up for me to be like, he blew that.
Yeah.
He blew that. But not playing the 12th or 13th guy on the depth chart when Jeremy Grant fouls out is not grounds for me to harangue the guy.
Yeah, this is there are questions, though, and legitimate ones, kind of about rotations and lineups. But I will also say, like, what do you want him to do in a situation where let's go back to the beginning of the year. This roster was flawed, correct?
Yes.
It is. It lacks
was
depth.
Then and is now.
They went on an early run where they got a lot of breaks going their way. They gutted out some wins. Some teams melted down and were dealing with injuries of their own. Now, last night, a banged up and beleaguered Clippers team rolls into Moda. And the Blazers, coming off a four-game road trip, catch one on the chin, where Blazers just haven't particularly been playing well. I will give some grace to Chauncey Billups in this, that he does not have a legitimate and bona fide center as a backup.
Nope.
His backcourt, where you were supposed to upgrade defensively, was in Gary Payton II, who quite literally has not played a minute of basketball with this team yet.
Would have been useful last night against Norman Powell.
You think? You think? And then Damian Lillard is also hurt.
Three of their four primary ball handlers are hurt right now.
And then you add on top of that, in what was that, the third quarter where Nas got hurt?
Yes.
Nasir Little goes down, and
Jeremy Grant fouls out.
Jeremy Grant does foul out.
And Josh Hart is probably not playing tonight because his ankles are destroyed.
That rolled ankle, I was like, oh, how's he still in?
In the postgame last night.
He got those Gumby ankles.
Even then, he had his foot in an ice bucket for 20 minutes, and he stumbled to the shower. If he plays tonight, I will be shocked.
And here we go. Like, that all of a sudden becomes on Chauncey Billups. Now, like, we have this text here. Why is Winslow and Josh Hart on the team if not for defense? Okay? They are, but we just went over Josh Hart's ankle bent sideways.
Neither one of these guys can move right now.
And Justice Winslow is coming off of two different injuries so far.
And both his ankles are spatted to hell. Guess who else had both ankles in an ice bucket last night?
And that goes back to flawed roster in a game that was weird to begin with. We were talking about this yesterday with the Jeremy Grant situation of, you're asking him to pick up a lot of slack on both ends of the floor.
Yep.
And God forbid what that game would have looked like had Kawhi Leonard or Paul George been healthy, because that would have been a bloodbath. But I look at Chauncey Billups and I go, oh my goodness, we're like careening down this. We're going for another incomplete right now because the roster isn't where, and Joe Cronin said this, CC has said this, that, hey, we're not a finished product yet, and I don't know when we will be, but we're still untangling the S-storm Well, he didn't say the S-Storm, that Neil O'Shea. That's my little spin on it. But he said we're not a complete product yet. And the hot start, I knew this would happen, would ultimately lead fans to know
this
who
is a better
we were,
team.
At, the, who yeah, we were no, at the beginning is yeah. who we are. Like, you and I have said this a billion times. They're only like one or two wins better in the grand scheme of things
yes.
than what we thought they would be.
It was, for me, it was like, look, this is not a team that's like 10th. This is a team that's like 7th or 6th. Like, yeah. that's two or three games. Like, you're looking at the Western Conference right now. They are so tight.
Yeah.
Three games continue from 1st to 10th, like that.
Hmm.
And so you look at this, and yes, are these games important? Or is every game important? Yes. I've seen some people already, well, if Justice is hurt or Josh is hurt, then why aren't they playing Jabari? Why? Because he's a rookie. And why is Chauncey Billups leaving and playing with those other the vets, even though they're banged up? Because he wants to win. Everybody who's like, Terry wouldn't play rookies. No, Terry knew that if he didn't win, he was going to get fired.
Okay, but here's where I will maybe side with some of those folks in that last night was one of those games where you're not obviously not going to put him on Norm in a tight game.
And that's the problem. Their other guard, their young guard in yeah. Keon Johnson, is still a couple weeks away.
And so, but when do you finally see, when do those guys get those final minutes then? Like, when do you do it? If not now, when Josh Hart is peg-legging it around, Damian Lillard is not in the game, and Jeremy Grant is in foul trouble, fouling out of games.
If this was a situation where it was Paul George or Kawhi, I think they might have had Jabari in there. Just because
if one of those guys was on the floor.
But this was... Yeah. Norman Powell cooking you.
Yeah, you don't need him on the floor if you have Robert Covington out there.
No, exactly. But asking basically everyone to stay in front of Norm last night, and listen, part of this is give Norman Powell credit for going for 22 in the fourth quarter. Okay, if I told you the Blazers shot 47-49-74. Last night, and they only had 11 turnovers. They did more than enough to win. They blew the game on the floor defensively. Flat out.
I've heard that before. I've been there before. We've lived this before.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Because Ant went bonkers last night. Jeremy played incredible. You had 69 points. Nice. Between Anthony and Jeremy.
Okay. When do we ask Ant to step it up a little bit more on the other end of the floor, though? Because that continues to be a bit of a concern on the defensive end still.
When Dame comes back.
When Dame comes back.
I will give Anthony, I will give whoever the lead offensive guy is every single night on every single team. I will, if they're taking this kind of an offensive load.
37, in the way he had to do it, especially with Hart being as limited as
yes.
he was. Yeah.
Like Luka. It was like, well, Luka could be a better defender. Jokic could be a better defender.
Yeah.
Guys, do you know what their offensive responsibilities are? Like, what they mean to their teams? Like, you take Ant off this team right now, this team doesn't win games.
No. Well, I mean, they're not really winning games.
But, I mean,
right now,
they're not even close.
Yeah. They've dropped 6 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking how much is on the feet of Chauncey Billups. There was some good news.
Mm-hmm.
There was also more bad news.
No.
And then Norman Powell wants you to buy his house. That's all after Rust with SportsCenter.
I got a lot left, man. You know, back-to-backs is tough, but I love them, man. It's me straight through the hoop. Messing around. I'm excited, man. It's a good win for us, and it just shows how well we can be even with our top guys out.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
That was the voice of Norman Powell, who he went off last night in Moda. 24 minutes, 32 points on 10 of 16 shooting 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. Good Norm was in full force.
Great Norm game. One of the things I asked right the first question in the postgame to Chauncey was, what was it that, you know, kind of caused everything to derail so much in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
The Blazers almost get doubled up in the quarter. And
his first thoughts were, we didn't execute, man. We didn't execute. And then he kind of said, I don't necessarily know if he threw his guys under the bus. I wouldn't say that. But one of the things he said stood out to me. We just let Norm get to his right hand over and over again, man. Like, we know what we needed to do. Like, you could tell he's wanted to say, listen, man, the scouting report knows that Norm is not going left. He's going to his right hand. We let him get to his right hand. We prepared for this. We knew this was coming, and yet we still did it.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal, dude. That's in this team still lacks defenders, and that's where a guy like Gary Payton II was brought in for games like last night.
Yes, like to stymie a guy like Norm Powell. So 100%.
We get a little bit of bad news last night because Nasir Little got hurt.
And we should get a little more of an update on him because he said last night that, hey, let me see how this feels in the morning.
Okay. Blazers do play tonight in L.A. against the Lakers.
Yeah, they are down there already.
Yeah, and that's what sucks even more about last night is you pull a Lakers from the previous night.
Yep.
Right before you go and play the Lakers. That's not what I want.
It would have been nice to, because you win both these games, because last night, don't get it twisted. They blew that game. They should have won that game last night.
Yeah.
They absolutely positively should have won that game last night, and they should win tonight.
Yeah.
Even shorthanded, they should win tonight.
Yeah, we have this text here at 503-250-1080. Says, was Josh Hart or Winslow hurt in Brooklyn when Seth Curry lit him up?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, almost like you're seeing a common theme here.
But in Winslow's injuries, they've been like reoccurring kind of throughout. He's been dinged up twice so far this year.
Josh, Hart, Jeremy, and Justice have all been, all of their ankles are cooked right now.
Hart has been battling through it, and we just saw it happen last night, and you saw him kind of wincing. But he's both of them, both ankles.
Yes.
That's bad.
Yeah, no. Bad news. Those, all three of those guys are beat up right now.
And it's not even Christmas. okay. Well, it's a tough loss to swallow just because they were so dinged up and you're coming back. And also we know this about teams that go on the road and then they come back. Usually you have a letdown game.
Yep.
And that looked,
it's like another road game.
It looked like they were going to just kind of lean on cruising through the fourth quarter. You're up 18. That's a tough pill to swallow, especially when you're just looking for every game that you in a now losing 6 of 7. Like, that's what makes it, like, you're up 18.
12-9 versus 11-10. It looks so much different.
Yeah.
On the win-loss chart, like, in the standings. It just looks better. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for
sure. It's just super weird. But, you know, the Blazers have a chance tonight to get it 12-10, kind of right the ship a little bit. And, again, make it to Christmas above 500.
Yeah.
And see where you go from there. It's literally the same thing I've been saying since August.
All right. All right. Well, that's the Blazers. Except for Norman Powell. He's got a house for sale now.
He is. He's got some showings this weekend, if you're interested.
He's actually just saying, come and get it.
Is there still any lingering effects of, you know, the team that traded you playing to do your thing here?
No, not at all, man. I love Portland, man. They accepted me after my first trade with open arms. The fans were great. The organization was great. I mean, they blessed me with a contract that's life-changing. I love it out here, so I still have my house. If anybody want to buy it, you know, it's up for sale. But I love Portland, man. It was a good time being back.
For sure.
I love that. Hey, hit me up if you want to buy my house. Oh, yeah. You know what? I never thought of buying your house, Norm, until you said something on TNT.
You know what? I
think it's in my budget now.
It's definitely one of those Street of Dreams houses. So, yeah, it's definitely right in my wheelhouse.
But another piece of good news, though, out of that, we heard Chris Haynes with the welcome back to Portland, Chris Haynes.
Hey!
They were talking about it on the broadcast. Sparrow and Reggie were talking about how he's like royalty here in Portland. Haynes, when he's walking through the building, like,
yeah,
everybody knows who he is because he's a hell of a nice guy.
And he spent a lot of time here.
When he popped on and he said, sources are telling me that Damian Lillard will be back rejoining the team on Saturday, I was like, oh, you mean Damian Lillard told you that he's going to be back on Saturday?
I was next to him when he was making a phone call to a particular player. So,
Those two are very tight.
Yes.
So that should be, that's the most reassuring thing coming out of that game.
Yeah.
Is
Dame,
the fact that
Dame back soon.
Dame back soon in the, from an injury that they want to be over the top cautious with.
Yes. A little more injury news. I talked to Keon last night. He said it's going to be a couple more weeks. For
great.
Him.
Cool.
He's just, it's just sore as hell. They're beat up, man.
Basketball gods giveth and taketh.
Listen, it went from they have too many guards to, Why don't they have any guards?
Yeah.
Because all of their guards are beat up. And again, Ant's playing with a mangled foot right now. Like, the guys are... This team is...
A mangled foot.
Beat up.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like it.
It's, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. Every team is beat up. But, like, this team... It'll look like a MASH unit when I went in the locker room last night.
But it was fun to still fun basketball, brand of basketball, not winning basketball.
No, they need to tighten up defensively. Nurk needs to be better. Ant needs to be better. Jeremy needs to stay out of the foul trouble. They still need another body. They still need another big. Because even when Nurk's in there, like, their rim protection is not great. Like, they are just getting cooked at the rim.
They should go trade for Bol Bol. Have you seen him play?
Oh, Mr. Bol Bol.
Have you seen Bol Bol lately?
I have. I am probably one of the biggest Bol Bol, not, I want to say haters, but he was a petulant child at Oregon. He had all the talent in the world.
Well, he was hurt. He broke his foot.
But there's more stuff behind the scenes, and it's why it didn't work out for him in Denver. He didn't really have, like, a love for the game kind of going. Mm. And I don't know what restored it. I don't know if it was Wendell Carter. I don't know if it was Paolo Banchero. I don't know if it's Orlando Magic. But, like, I talked to a lot of people in Denver. Like, yeah, he's got talent. It's not the question. It's like, does he care?
I think being hurt for that long, I think that weighs on a guy a lot. Because, I mean, he got hurt in high school. Then he goes to Oregon, and his first couple of games, he was really damn good. And then he got hurt again. He broke his foot. But you keep getting hurt, and that sucks.
Listen, I know.
I mean, and I think that probably is the fact that he is healthy for the first time in a long time.
Because he's
taking the ball up.
As
and
a guard.
He's running the point and then pulling up for threes and draining it.
Yeah, no, he's playing really well in Orlando. And what's going on in Orlando right now is they have this freak factory of seven-footers. Like, you've got they ran a lineup out there with the Wagner brothers, who are both, like, 6'10". Bull's 7 foot. Banchero's 6'10", 6'11". The shortest guy they had out there, I think Terrence Ross was the smallest guy out there, like 6'6".
Well, they still suck, so get one of those 12 or 7-footers.
Listen,
they got a bunch of
them. Oh, it was Bamba, too. So, like, they have... Listen, I would love to have a guy like Mo Bamba on this team. Have a stretch big coming off your bench.
Yeah, go get one of them.
I would love to.
We need Mo of that.
Mo of that.
And on that note...
I would take either of the Mo's they have down there.
It is 12:49 on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, a little Fluid Mac on Wednesday. Christine McGee, net at 79. You guys want to react the same way as you guys did before?
What, by talking about Cocaine Bear?
No. We're watching World Cup right now. Argentina's up 2-0 over Poland. Nobody's rooting for Argentina more to score a goal in this extra time than Jeff Rust and Mexico, because that is your team of interest here.
Yes, we're hoping for Mexico to score a goal, what I read on, according to Yahoo Soccer.
But if Argentina scores one more, they'll go on goal differential.
They just said that the result holds. Argentina will win the group, and Poland will go as the runner-up.
Again, that's why Mexico is cheering for Argentina to score one more
goal. Oh, Argentina. Gotcha.
Yeah. Because if they score one more goal, then Mexico advances. But that's one thing that I like about what Argentina does. Like, Team USA was so damn boring after they scored their one goal. Argentina has almost scored like five other times in like the last 2 minutes. And they're up 2-0. And you're sitting there, and there's like a couple minutes to play. Like, they got this thing, yet they're still trying to score. What? Why? Why? Why doesn't America try this? We want that.
Yes, but the problem is that they're not good enough in possession, nor are they good enough at getting possession back to make this happen. They were more aggressive in that first half against Iran than they have been in a very long time.
Yeah, and it was actually entertaining.
It was. But sometimes the beautiful game requires parking the bus.
I didn't the other day. Keep on scoring.
Listen, I would love for that to be the case, but this U.S. team, not clinical enough in the final third for them to to be able to actually be that team. Like, Argentina has...
Listen to Danny soccering this show right? up yeah. here. You the like final that? Third. Well, the hell does that mean?
I think what
we're...
What
does that mean?
The third of, there's three-thirds of the field.
Yeah, there are three-thirds yeah. of the field.
Middle third, final third.
All right, we'll get better in that third.
Yeah. It's the hardest place to get better.
I think the weird thing about this tiebreaker and how Mexico needs another goal of their own or Argentina does is because the current tiebreaker is coming down to who has fewer yellow cards.
What?
Yeah.
That's part of the tiebreaker?
For this Yahoo Soccer tweet, it says, with Argentina up 2-0 on Poland and Mexico up 2-0 on Saudi Arabia, Poland currently has the tiebreaker via fewer yellow cards. Mexico needs a third goal.
What a stupid way to end a World Cup.
But perfectly fitting for soccer.
This is like, if you sit there and you go, you go, oh, damn, college football playoff. Well, Ohio State or USC. Ohio State has fewer penalties on the air. Looks like they're going. We're going to send them to the playoff.
Just be the dumbest what? Timeline imaginable.
Yes.
My
That's
goodness.
Absolutely ridiculous, and Argentina has one. So, Rust, it looks like you may be buying us all lunch because...
Oh, no. Sounds like El Tri is cooked.
Saudi Arabia just scored, too. So, yeah. Yeah. It's... Man.
Yep. Looks like you're buying lunch.
Looks like I'm buying lunch.
I think Croatia is in. The Netherlands, obviously. They won their group at Group A.
And they're probably going to throttle you off from under.
Stop that. We're way too American for that kind of talk to be happening right now.
Who'd
have thunk it? Stand for it.
U.S. makes it through. El Tri stays home.
Yeah, well, soccer.
That's beautiful. Well, that final goal by Saudi Arabia. Goodness.
Let's talk about real football here.
Ah, shall we?
College football playoff committee. They're not good at ranking teams, but what they are good at is making fans mad. And that's actually part of the game now. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.